Rob Schrick with Bayer Crop Science, and I manage our horticulture business.
We are here at the Bayer Advocacy Forum, and tell us a little bit about what's going on here today and why this is important.
Sabrina, this is our fourth annual Advocacy Forum, formerly known as Ag Issues Forum. And historically, we wanted to take the chance of right in front of the Commodity Classic. Ag media's here, ag industry influencers are all convening for Commodity Classic. And we thought, what a great opportunity to bring these influencers all together to talk about issues in agriculture. And as of late, we've really seen the need for us in agriculture to tell our story and how best to do that. Not only the issues that are affecting us, but how do we amplify our message out to the consumer audience? So this year we've rebranded it to be Advocacy Forum. It's a mouthful, but I can see it. It's starting to catch on. People are starting to learn how to enunciate it. I'm still working on it. But I tell you, for the health of our industry in agriculture, we've really got to let the consumer know the benefits, the science behind, and what production agriculture is really all about. We have historically not been very good at it. And so a forum like we're here at today, the Advocacy Forum, I think is a wonderful opportunity for that.
So, Rob, what would be some of the best ways that our listeners can get involved in being advocates for agriculture?
Our listeners, most are growers, and we are finding out through market research, and we just heard it today from experts, that rather than your doctor, your teacher, even your pastor, a farmer is the most credible source for information about agriculture. So my call out to your listeners, to my customers, is for farmers to talk about what they do for a living, the benefits of the technology that they use, and how they are the best stewards of the land.
Right. We're about halfway through the day here so far this morning. We've heard some really great speakers, some very interesting information. I'm going to ask you to pick the favorite of your children. So what has been the best thing that you've heard here today, or who has been your favorite speaker so far?
Oh, that's easy. It's Bray. It's our 12-year-old rock star. We had a young man, so impressive. First, this young man was tweeting with the best of them. His vocabulary is amazing, but his story takes us to Washington, D.C., and his him seeing homeless people, I don't know if it was for the first time, but it really struck him. And he reached out to his mom saying, you know, what can I do? And he has come up with wonderful ideas. He has his 3B campaign, which is Braised Brown Bags, where he's going out and not just talking about homeless or how we can help, he's doing something about it. And at 12 years old, what he's doing to get other people engaged it gives you goosebumps.
It really does. And you think if he can do this at 12 years old, those of us who are a little bit beyond 12 years old, what can we be doing as well?
Yeah, Sabrina, like you, twice his age, you know, things that that we can do. You're absolutely right. It's very inspiring. It calls you out, just as you're alluding to say, you know, we have, a 12-year-old has influence, but us in the industry, we really have influence, and there are things that we can do, and it calls that to your attention.
Right. Any other thoughts for our listeners today, Rob?
Please follow us on the live tweet, and as I said earlier, we are our own best advocates, especially the growers, and don't be afraid to tell your story. When you're at the PTA meeting, you're at the school event, or at your church, talk about what you do, be proud of what you do, and stand up for our industry.
And that hashtag for Twitter was #Agvocate. And I have a feeling that that's going to stick around for a while. It's already trending today and getting a lot of action from people who aren't even here. So people can continue to follow along and see what's going on.
Yeah, it was inspiring to see that we were trending in the top 10 of all tweets across the U.S. And so, yeah, please follow that. And I believe this will be the theme of this forum for the years to come.
All right. Thanks for your time today, Rob.
Thank you, Sabrina.